the red tape and the regulations certainly stop your business moving forward when one state has one rule, the other state has another rule, and the other state has another rule. How do you work with that? How do you get your business? If it's not hard enough to farm, trying to fulfil regulations, it makes it 100 times worse.
Are there areas other than transport where those issues apply?
I think across the board, grain testing's another one, where one state requires you to test a grain for residuals at this time, the other one requests you to test it for that time, and the other one requests no tests at all, you know, and to fulfil that. And I find it rather ironic, in South Australia, to have your grain residual tested, they've got to send it to Melbourne. You're not allowed to send it to Melbourne direct to get the result because they reckon in Adelaide they don't get the results. How does that work?
Retired farmer Rhonda Harmer is attending the commission on behalf of her son, who wasn't able to get away from the farm for the day. She says it's difficult to get farmers to voice their concerns with regulation.
I think they've sort of got issue exhaustion, Emma, to be honest. They all try. People like Annette, VFF, they all do their very best, but somehow deaf ears in Melbourne. We just feel like the state stops at the end of the traffic lights, and that's not a good feeling.
Millawa farmer Annette Lambert says regulation is adding to the increasing costs of farming.
Farmers in the agricultural industry are tired, and I don't just mean the sense of a whinging farmer, which is often what is referred to and what I hear. When I grew up, it was a lifestyle. Well, now, you know, there's no future going forward. There's really no opportunity for my kids to go forward because I can't pay for what I've got. So how do they continue? I can clearly show 20 years ago, my parents received the same amount for grain as I'm receiving today. Yet clearly they paid 20 cents a litre for fuel. They paid $80 a tonne for fertiliser. They paid $10 a tonne for freight to Adelaide. I'm now paying $800 a tonne for fertiliser. I pay a dollar a litre for fuel, and I pay $45 a tonne to Adelaide. You do the math there. Yes, I realise inflation and everything else, but why isn't our grain inflating? Why aren't the orange prices inflating? Why aren't the grapes inflating? Where does everybody think, at the end of the day, all this is going to come from? By all means, import it, if that's what you think you're going to do, but put us out of our misery.
Commissioner Ken Baxter says he has heard evidence about the management and pricing of water, citrus quality control and transport. He says regulation in agriculture is governed by various federal and state departments, but he believes the Commission will be able to make changes.
I think we have the knowledge and expertise to make recommendations to government that, if they accept them, are capable of implementation and breaking down a lot of the barriers that exist largely because of contradictions and overriding of Commonwealth and state legislation.
The guidelines for this commission were announced late last year in the lead up to Christmas. People are arguing that it hasn't been very well publicised. Do you have any concerns about it actually reaching all the people who really could have input into this commission because they simply haven't heard about it?
Look, I think it was unfortunate that it was announced just prior to Christmas, and then in the aftermath of Christmas with people on the land either harvesting or away. I think people are becoming increasingly aware. We've been in Rockhampton, where we've had a very good reception. We're going to Orange after we've been to Mildura. I'm hoping that not only of what gets into the print media, but what we're now saying and what goes on the Productivity Commission's website will encourage people to write submissions. It's a very important but difficult area. There's an agreement there need to be rules, but how far the rules go. And particularly in the current environment, what coordination can be gained between the Commonwealth and the states.